Hey everyone, this is Dion of the Gold Squadron Podcast, and today we are having our town hall meeting on the Skurk Bomber. Stop it there. All right, guys. So we are starting our town hall meeting. I hope everybody's doing great today, because I know that I am. So we had the Skurk Bomber drop. Not the actual ship. The preview for the Skurk Bomber drop earlier today, and there is... Like usual, there is a wide array of emotions and what people think. So we look at the card spread. Okay, we have the ship. If you haven't seen the ship in person, it actually looks really, really cool. It's about it's not as quite as big as the K-wing, but it's a little bit smaller. But it's still pretty good size on that small base. If you haven't seen, we are getting 5 pilots. Out of the pack, we're getting a generic PS1, a generic PS3, and then a PS6, and 2 8s. Now, the ace of the pack, the PS8, is Captain Nim, and we're getting a Rebel and a Scum version of him. Crew cards here, just kind of go through them quickly. We're going to get what looks to be another copy of Lightning Reflexes. That's an EPT that you can ditch to, I believe, turn 180 and get a Stress token. That's just off the top of my head. I could get to have that wrong. Another copy of Sync Turret that's also coming in the TIE Aggressor. Some new droid. It's going to be a Salvage Astromech. We're going to be getting the Bomblet Generator. A Cad Bane crew card, the Mind Mapper, Seismic Torpedoes, Cruise Missile, and the Havoc title. That's our little general overview. Let's actually break some of this stuff down. So, the first thing I guess we should look at here is the dial. Okay, the droid, is it unique or non-unique? Let's take a look here. We'll use the power of zoom. It is a unique droid, a unique astromech. Salvage astromech. And on the dial, we have, for the ones, we got the one banks that are white. How's it going, Chambalaya? We got the one banks that are white, one straight that's green. We have the two straight. We have the two straight and the two banks that are green, and it does have two hard turns. They're white. We have the, for the threes, we got a huge assortment. So we'll start with the straight. Three straight green, three bank white, three hard turn red, three talon row is red. It does have a three talon roll. It has a four straight that's white and a five straight that is red. So this ship cannot K-turn. It can only do the talon roll. If you're not familiar with what a talon roll is, you take the hard turn. So for in this case, the three. Let me see if I have a template around here. I do. Here we go. Let me find a ship. 1 second. Here we go. So for talent roll, it's gonna be the best way to do this. Here we go. What you do, you dial in the direction you want to go, and the ship, instead of landing this way, you actually turn it on its side, and you have all of this room to play with. And that's its turnaround maneuver, the talon roll. The dial's pretty good. I think for a bomber, I think it can do some work. I know that talon rolls are not really easy to visualize, so I think people who really have a grasp on those can really get caught off guard, but we'll see. And with action bombs, doesn't quite work because it's a red maneuver. We'll see what happens there. Let's go through. Let's go through the upgrade cards that we have here. So the Bomblet Generator says when you reveal your maneuver dial, you may drop one Bomblet token. This token detonates at the end of the activation phase. So it is an on-activation bomb, but it doesn't get discarded, ever. It repeats over and over again. It takes two bomb slots. It's 3 points. Now, here's one of the issues I have with this. Well, let me tell you, what does it do, right? So they did give us the reference card for it. So they didn't leave us kind of questioning, well, what does this bomb actually do? When the token detonates, each ship at range one of the token rolls two attack dice and suffers all damage and critical damage rolled. Then you discard the token. So two dice, roll what you get. So on this bomb, crits do count as crits. They're not just hits like on the cluster mines that were errated a couple of FAQs ago. So that's pretty good for 3 points of a repeatable bomb with dice. You know, if you have something like Miranda, okay, so this is, there's a lot of people going like, Miranda, if you put Sabine on Miranda, you can take this, because it already has two bomb slots, and then take something like Cluster Mines on the next one. I love Twitch chat. I'm trying to focus on the show, guys. Focus on the show. So, Bomblet Generators, they're good. They did keep it as only... they did make it two bomb slots. So, who can take these? A Punisher. TIE Punisher can take it. A K-Wing can take it. The Slave One with the Andrasta title, I believe is what it is, can take this. I said TIE Punisher already. I think that's it, because the TIE Bomber only has a one bomb slot, I believe. Yeah, pretty sure. Twitch chat, you'll correct me, right? I think it's just those three ships that can take it right now. You have the Fire Spray with the Andrasta title, you have the TIE Punisher, and you have the Skurk Bomber that can also take it. Let me know if I forgot one. So we're seeing another kind of resurgence of bombs, new ways for them to start with more shenanigans. Hey, don't be shy, guys. Call in. Again, this show is not just me talking. It's the town hall. It's for you guys to get your words in. Alrighty. So we'll just kind of keep going through the cards till somebody gives me a call. Cad Bane, crew card. A lot of people were questioning whether or not we would ever get Cad Bane in this game. And we have him as a crew card. I would love to see him as a pilot. I just really like the Cad Bane character. If you've seen him in Clone Wars, he just doesn't take crap from anybody. He's awesome. And he is the scum equivalent of Sabine with a twist, okay? So he's scum only. He's unique, of course. Costs 2 points, same as Sabine. He's a crew card. And the upgrade bar gains the bomb icon. Once per round, when an enemy ship rolls attack dice due to a friendly bomb detonating, you may choose any number of focus and blank results. It must re-roll those results. So what it basically is target lock for your bombs. It's pretty cool. It is only once per round. I'm sorry that you're coughing up a lung, Rousman. Feel better. Feel free to put your thoughts in the chat. I'll read them to the beautiful people who will listen to this later, because not everybody's watching this live and can see the chat. A lot of people are worried about Cad Bane because he does have that upside for bombs. Now, here is the here's the thing, right? Cad Bane can be both worse or better than Sabine. Let's take a proximity mine, for instance. With Sabine, you know that you are guaranteed at least one damage. Guaranteed, no matter what, one damage if you throw. If you're a rebel player, you drop the proximity mine on somebody, blank, blank, blank. Well, at least I got the one damage. With Cad Bane, you have two chances to get hits or crits on those dice. So you're increasing your chances on that secondary roll. So it's, you know, it has that possibility to increase the upside. Now, here's one thing to remember. With cluster mines, you roll two at a time, not all six at once. So you can't be like, oh, roll six dice, oh, five blanks, reroll all five blanks. You can only, you know, the person will roll two, and then you'd have to decide, all right, I'll Cad Bane those or not. At least, you know, one kind of thing that does rein in the bomb effectiveness here is pointed out here by Rousman in the chat, is that he doesn't have splash damage. Like, it only can affect the ship that actually went on the bomb. One real kind of tricksy thing that some K-Wing players will do, or people who have Sabine, is that let's say you have a Fen Rao in range one of a bomb, but you know that he's not going to go that way. You just take one of your ships and you purposely run over your cluster mine or your proximity mine that the template itself is within range one of Fen Rao, and you can like get the final damage or put a damage in on him anyway, and you just like risk it, YOLO, and roll those dice and just hope for the best. So it's not not doesn't have as many, what's the word I'm looking for, not as much utility, but it does increase your opportunity to do damage on the bombs. Now, here's a question, right? This is better. Cad Bane is better on in a vacuum. Is better on a single proximity mine because you're rolling three dice, as opposed to a cluster mine when you're doing two at a time, because you don't get all the information for each mine. Cad Bane will be good on the bomblet generators because you have only one of those out at a time. You're blowing them up. And one thing I do want to check before we go too far is, yes, here's something to note. Bomblet generator is unique, okay? So you can't have multiple ships with the bomblet generator. Only one on there. Cad Bane. He's gonna be good, and he is he's the ship that, you know, if you ever in the future have scum ships with bomb slots on them, you just put this crew card on them and you'll be able to get that second bomb slot and be able to use the bomblet generator if you want to. I'm struggling to think of any scum ships that currently have a bomb slot besides the Slave One, the Fire Spray. Let me look at my shelf here. Yeah, I don't think any of them do. I could be wrong. Let's see here. Rousman, I'm going to read his thing word for word. He says, Cad Bane does not have splash and does not as damage to bombs that don't usually cause damage. I don't know. You're not missing anything, Rousman. It's just for bombs where you roll dice. If you're using bombs like control bombs, ion bomb, or counter nets, you're not gonna really want to use that with Cad Bane. You want things where you're increasing your chances with those dice. Where you take that on, let's say, a proximity mine. You go from, one and a half hits on average, and bringing with a quote unquote target lock on those three dice, you're raising your damage to 2.25. You know, your damage potential, statistically, you're making it higher there. So let's look at our pilots. The PS1 spoiled the Karthak Pirate. Karthak Pirate, PS1, 24 points. Let's go down the stats of the ship. So we have 3 attack, no turret on this. Like, no primary weapon turret, that is. 3 attack, 1 agility, 5 haul, 5 shield. So this is another small base points fortress. Now, it doesn't have regen. Well, if you put gonk on it, would people do that? I don't know. But yeah, anyway, so 3 attack, 1 agility, 5 haul, 5 shields. Actions are focus, target lock, and barrel roll. The slots available on the ship, you have the turret option, so you can equip your TLT, your auto blaster turret, and pretty don't do anything else. the other ones are all bad. Maybe an ion cannon, but not right now. It has a single torpedo spot, a single torpedo slot, a single missile slot, 1 crew, and 2 bombs. So even without the Cad Bane crew, you could equip this card. So you can get extra munitions on there with your torpedo slot, and you have double missiles. You can double up on those missiles. Concussion missile. What? I haven't really used too many missiles. What missiles do we have out there, guys? Assault missiles for swarms. I said concussion missiles. Cluster missiles. What else? Thread tracers. A couple other ones. Good morning, Bomb Wing. But yeah, so we got some possibilities there with using the extra trigger munitions. All right, we got somebody here. Hello? Oh, hold on 1 second. Having some audio issues. Hello?
Hey, Dion.
Hey, how's it going, buddy? Give me 1 second. You're coming in a little crackly. I want to hear you crystal clear, you know what I'm saying?
I hear exactly what you're saying.
All right, I think I got you now. Can you guys hear him? Let me know. All right, how's it going, Ben?
Hey, it's going all right. How you doing, Dion?
I'm doing good. It's a beautiful night. We got more X-Wing content, more stuff to talk about, so I'm happy.
I hear exactly what you're saying. Yeah, I'm kind of excited about what I read today.
All right, the show is yours, man. You're live. Go ahead. Let people know what you think.
Well, I mean, I'm liking the idea of another bomber. I already like Miranda, but I'm not sure I fully understand everything I've read yet, but with this unlimited bombs and with the ability to place bombs, you know, out on the field of play, that sounds really interesting to me.
Yeah, the minefield mapper, right?
So, yeah, yeah.
So that's a 0-point system slot, and it reads... During setup, after the place forces step, so that's after everybody's put their ships out, you may discard any number of your equipped bomb upgrades, place all the corresponding bomb tokens in the area beyond range 3 of enemy ships. That's pretty crazy.
I agree. Yeah.
So what kind of bombs do you think you're going to be using with that?
Well, I mean, I've seen people posting their ideas on using cluster mines, and I like the idea of putting something like cluster mines or something like the Connor nets, and then you basically can make like put a fence up. You know what I'm saying?
And come get me, come get me.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know. Here's the thing, though. All right, so I saw somebody post that with like three Punishers. So,
yeah.
Depending on your list, right? Depending on your list that you have out there, if that's what I see my opponent do, and I have more dice than they do, I'm just gonna go to final salvo. I'm like, oh, you know what? Whatever, man. I'm just gonna K turn forever or do a big circle or something like that, and just be like, you can go through your bombs if you'd like to, and take it to final salvo. So I could see somebody maybe getting cute with that in like a casual game, but I don't know if that will work in a tournament.
Oh, you're probably right. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you know, you've seen me. I don't know that I'm all that, you know, well versed at tournament play yet. I mainly play casual, but it's basically, it sounds like it's fun to play with. And then I think what'll end up happening is exactly what always happens in the game is people will, you know, play test it, especially people who are gonna, right now they already know what the card looks like. They'll go ahead and proxy it and get some ideas, and by the time tournament play comes out, they're gonna have some good ideas of what they're gonna want to do with it.
You know what I think might be kind of cool is, so let me hold on, I want to look at this. So I know that a lot of people don't play Epic, but if, because you see where everybody's set up, and usually people will set up all their forces on one side, so you just kind of, maybe not necessarily a fence around yourself, but you can do a loose fence around your opponent and block off certain parts of the map and say, you know, you either have to go through these bombs and sacrifice a ship, or you come through the channel that I created for you. That could even work in a 100-point match. If you have the rocks nice and spread out, you could possibly just kind of cut off the paths that they maybe would have taken to try to get through the rocks, and force an engagement where you want it.
Actually, that's a fantastic idea. Yeah?
I'm going to go play with that later. All right. I like that.
You put that through, and you're right. You put the rocks out so that there's a clear lane of engagement, basically. And then you put the bombs out, so you force them into that lane. You show up, and if you're able to throw the right amount of dice with, you know, any number of your ships, you can do some work.
Absolutely. Man, I'm excited. I think that's gonna be something cool to play. And it is kind of a soft buff to TIE Punishers, because I think they're the only Imperial ship that can take it, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. You know, we'll see it on the Skurk Bomber too, but yeah.
I'm with you. I like the idea of putting a Punisher into play. Everybody who bought that so they could get the TIE Mark II cards will be able to actually put that ship into play now. I think a thing that'll work is, and I haven't paid attention enough, but you know how Sabine adds the bomb slot to rebel ships?
Yep.
So if there's any rebel ship that has just one bomb slot, which I can't think of anything right now with only one, but then Sabine crew, that's possible, would then turn another ship into a bomber too. Because I know the K-Wing's the rebel ship that you can drop bombs on. I use it. I don't know about anything else off the top of my head right now.
You can get bombs on a Y-Wing, but you can't get crew on there.
Yeah, so that you wouldn't
that
be
wouldn't
able
quite
to
work. Yeah, you wouldn't
yeah,
be able
you
to
wouldn't
do that
be
one.
No. I don't know. I'm sure I can look at one of these list builder apps and play around with it. Maybe there's nothing else you can do on Rebels other than the bomber now, the Skurg and the K-Wing. But it would be interesting, as if more bombs are necessary. But it's fun to play.
Well, you know, I know that there is there's a lot of salt in the community, I would say, for bombs. Because what it does do for some people is, if you have something like a low hit point, high agility ship, sometimes people say like, oh, I wasn't invited to the game, right? Because your ship gets blown up. But I've seen some counterplay to it at casual games, and even at the higher levels of play. You know, one good example is if we just look at Worlds, right? If we look at Worlds, the top table had one. We had one Miranda there, but it was an auto blaster and missile Miranda, no bombs there. Or maybe he had one set of bombs. I'm off the top of my head, I don't remember, but
I don't remember him having bombs on that trip at all.
So so if we look at that kind of the top 16, we didn't have, you know, bombing Miranda wasn't really a thing. Even though there was tons of Fen Rao, maybe somebody we missed out there. People doubted themselves and didn't bring it or something. But
But I see the power of bombs. I mean, I've been lucky enough to effectively one shot a lot of these high agility ships, you know, with cluster mines in the past. Just because, you know, I mean, in all honesty, I mean, using Miranda, you get that benefit because of the advanced slam. I've been able to use that in the past, but this is a different scenario with this pilot. But I think the big thing here is just the unlimited bombs, you know. And I don't fully understand it yet, but as I think it through, you'll have some options. That's good.
Absolutely. I mean, the power of the on reveal bombs is, especially if you have the higher pilot skill bomber, something like a Miranda or now the Captain Nim pilot, is being able to see where people have moved around you, and you go, I'm gonna drop a bomb. You know, you just drop it behind you, and you'll know 100% that you'll hit somebody. Or if there's somebody high hit point coming towards you, you can deny them an area of the board by dropping that bomblet generator. And the cool thing, we've said a few times, is that because if you're using bomblet generator, you can do that every turn.
Yeah. I think that's the thing is, and you hit, I like what you said, because once you drop that bomb and you use it effectively as a control piece, now somebody else who's got it in arc, whether it's a 360 arc or it's somebody else looking towards you, now all of a sudden, you know, you've forced your opponent to turn left or right or whatever, and next thing you know, they're in the arc of someone else on your squadron, and next thing you know, you've given some extra dice potentially because you put them in range one, where that's not where your opponent wanted to go. That changes the game a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because people are scared of bombs, right? You have to decide whether or not it's worth taking the damage, or if you have a Fen Rao at one or two health, am I going to risk even dealing with that?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to. I mean, no.
Absolutely.
Yeah, or if you drop, I mean, you know, because if I understand the bomblet generator, you're dropping a bomb. Can it be one of the bombs you have? So if you choose to use like a ion, something that'll drop ion tokens on you, would that be an issue?
Something about for the bomblet generator?
Yeah, or is that only damage?
It's only those little bomblet pieces. Only the ones that make you throw throw two dice. Only those.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was wondering. Yeah. I'm gonna have to read through that article again for sure, and make sure I really have a good understanding of it, because there's a lot to go with that. There really is. What magic
instead? Absolutely. You got some buddies there in the background.
I got my kid. I got my kid, and he's just giving me grief.
That's fine. Your father is on a world-renowned X-Wing podcast, young man. It's fine.
It's awesome. Yeah, whatever. Oh.
All right, Ben. Well, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk later.
Yeah, thank you, Dion. Okay, you have a great one. Thanks for making this available just for people to have input. It's awesome.
No problem. I'll see you in the next one. All right, bye-bye.
Sounds good. Bye.
All right, thank you very much to Ben for being the brave soul to break the ice here, our first call-in. Let's get a few more people here, guys. This is your opportunity to let us know how you feel. All righty. I do have friends I can call on to call in, but I'd like to get some of my listeners out there an opportunity to come be on the podcast. Come on. Getting text messages here. When is it starting? It's starting now, my friends. I'm on the show right now. Bomb funnel. Yes, Mr. Jackal. Yes, it is a bomb funnel. That's exactly what I was talking about earlier. Now, mind you, if somebody has high hit point ships and if you set up in a weird way, they might just blow through your bomb funnel and just say, YOLO, just go through it. Just say, I don't care. I don't care about your bombs. Look at me go. Especially as something with regen. Probably wouldn't want to do a Miranda, but if you had like a Poe, right? You just go, all right, I'm going to hit one of those cluster mines that are through the way and I'll regen myself before we engage in combat. You know, you got to decide, you have to know what your opponent's got going on before you just go crazy. Alrighty, let's take a look at a couple other cards here. The only thing for the pilots that's not spoiled is the PS3. We talked about the Karthak Pirates, 24 points. If you look at the math, it's going to be 26 points. It's going to be a PS3 generic at 26 points with all the same abilities. Different art. That's what you're getting there. They're all scaled by 2 points. Let's look at some of the unique guys here before we get our next caller in here. We have Soul Sixa. You know what, guys? Nickname right here. This is Sexy Soul. All right, Sexy Soul. PS6 has all the same stats. Nothing different there. 28 points, and his ability is, when dropping a bomb, you may use the one hard left or the one hard right template instead of using the forward. Now, be careful not to miss this. It's you may. So that means that if you're flying against this pilot, they can go left, right, or straight. Any of them. It's a little dance there. Left, right, straight. interesting ability. It's kind of like a, what's his name? What's the slave one with that three hard bomb ability? You guys know what it is. Nobody plays him. Iman Azamin. That's his name. Oh, there it is. I see in the chat. Iman. Yes, Iman Azamin. Imanji. So yeah, really cool ability. You know, oh, here we go. We got a caller. Thanks for being brave. Oh, who's it gonna be? Is it Paul or Elena? Hello.
Hey, is this Dion?
This is Dion. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. This is Paul Olson.
Hey, Paul. I was worried. I said Paul and Elena. I was like, uh-oh, which one is it? I got nervous.
It's all good. But no, sweet Des Moines crew t-shirt you got on. You're repping tonight. That's awesome.
Yeah, man. They sent it to me. I was like, I gotta rock it.
Yeah. No, I'm part of that crew, so it's cool.
Oh, awesome, man. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Dude, crazy expansion, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if you've thought about this or talked about this yet, but something that we were kind of toying around with or playing around with was the idea of having Genius on the top scum bomber droid-wise, mm-hmm. with kind of the unlimited bombs, so that basically you're – and bump them up to PS10 so that you're flying around dropping those bad boys – with some TLT. It's a lot of points, so I think we figured out it's like 40 some with the title, but still, I mean, that's just ridiculous. You throw in like another ship, whether it's Manor or somebody else, that can throw in the scum crew card that adds a bomb.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
I mean, it's just it's nuts combo city.
All right, so, let's since this is going to be on an audio platform, we're going to read some of those, right? So you mentioned Genius. So Genius says that if you are equipped with a bomb that can be dropped before you reveal your maneuver, you may drop the bomb after you execute the maneuver, okay? And then that comboed with Captain Nim Scum.
Yes.
He says that you can ignore friendly bombs. And when a friendly Bosch, that one, the second part doesn't quite matter as much. But that's what you're looking for there, is to be able to have flexibility into where you are dropping those bombs.
Exactly. Yep. Because before, Genius was like, well, we'll ignore this because I don't really want to take the damage from the bomb that I'm dropping, but he doesn't.
Absolutely. And that's,
which is fantastic.
And that is the reason why nobody ever used. I have never seen it in tournament play or casual play. I've never seen Genius use ever, because it's like, you're not going to be that stupid, because your health is your most important commodity in X-Wing. You're not just going to give it away.
Yep, exactly. And I mean, just I'm actually really excited about this expansion too, just because there's so many different combos that you can throw on. I mean, throw on guidance chips with some type of munition to get that auto crit that's coming out, with any kind of extra munition, so it's a homing missile or whatever. I mean, man, there are a lot of different combos that this chassis can run. And I don't know, something else too that I was thinking about is just how many hit points this thing has. I mean, sure, it's a lot of points, but 5 shield, 5 hull, and you're not going to get to half points even if you take out half of it. I mean, that's, I don't know, something to think about that we were talking about too. My crew is like, should small base ships over a certain health point be docked half points if you kill half of it? Because I mean, that's more than a scout. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. I would be fine with it. I know some people, one of the arguments that I've seen out there is like, oh, it's too complicated. I'm like, come on, have more faith in people. We can math. It's gonna be okay.
Yes. Totally, man. Totally.
I think that the 10 hit points, one of the most obvious things I think that you can see here is taking the rebel version of Captain Nim and Miranda in your list, and you got, look at me, 100 points, point fortress, everything is fine,
crazy,
right?
Yeah, exactly. And with the ability to just drop clusters everywhere beforehand.
Yep.
Oh my word, it's just nuts. Yep. And what's cool is too, like, if you do that, then Nim can basically say, hey, I'm going to choose when to ignore that bomb, so you can kind of use it as kind of a buffer zone until the opportune moment to just swing past that minefield to get position. So you don't have slam, but being able to use that as kind of a blocker lane, like a string of cluster mines, I don't know, that's a really cool tactic that I'm excited to play around with.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. I know that the people who like to kind of do combo wing and be able to combine all these cards we're gonna see some really interesting interactions here, because anytime FFG drops all of these upgrade options on a ship, right? That's when you start going through the binder. You're like, all right, what am I gonna do here? And then we have, right, on top of all of the things that the generics have, we have 2 pilots that even have EPTs. You don't get that on Miranda. Now you can kind of take your bombing shenanigans a step forward, right? You don't have advanced slam, but I got an EPT. So let's see what
make
I can do.
Make him PS10. I mean, that, if you wanted to. Like, that's crazy. Which is sweet. So one other thing I want to mention too.
Yeah.
We still don't know what that new droid is.
No, we have no clue.
And, I mean, the cruise missiles, or whatever they're going to be called, it looks like it's going to be whatever speed you move somehow affects that. So that one's a little less interesting, but I'm really curious to see what FFG has up their sleeve, because the last time that a card really wasn't revealed until we had it in our hands that made a huge impact was Expertise in the U-Wing expansion. Like, when people got that, it was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm curious if this is going to be a similar level, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, man. Well, thanks for calling in, Paul.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
No problem.
Thanks
have a great day.
Thanks for doing what you do.
No problem. This is what I like to do. Bye-bye.
Love it. Bye.
All right, guys. Yeah, that droid, who knows? It's perfectly nestled right there in the middle. We have no clue what that's going to do. So if you look at the... I'm sure somebody can probably figure out the name. Who is really good with Star Wars lore? See, Alex isn't available today. So that the picture for the R4-something-something, I believe is that droid that blows up as it's rolling towards Luke in A New Hope. And you see Uncle Lars, you see kind of from his shoulder down walking away with C-3PO right before he blows up. Bill, he's probably related. He has to have something to do with bombs because he blows up. Come on. Right? Does that make sense?
All from
Johannes Bieber.
To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
Johannes, how's it going, man?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. It's going good.
Can you hear me all right? I have your speaker.
You sound a little far away.
All right. Well, all my guys are here, so we're all playing excellent.
Hi, all the guys.
So, how's everything going? How's the town hall? I kind of get in late.
It's okay. Well, you actually our first phone caller through the phone number because I didn't have call forwarding turned on. So, that's my bad. So,
this new ship, it's interesting. I'm a little salty because I am an Imperial player mainly. It comes with salt.
Salt included.
Salt is very included in this one. you know, I mean, it's one thing. I don't know. As an Imperial player, it's just one of those things where we really haven't gotten anything probably since the Upsilon shuttle that's worth anything. And that was a creep card after they nerfed Palpatine. So it's just kind of one of those things I'm like sitting here waiting and I'm just like, wow, thanks for giving me PLCs. Are we never going to use it because General Horse is garbage? And like one of my guys would say that's not the case, but he's pretty much garbage. So, a little past due for something that's kind of cool for me to jump into.
Hey, Johannes, you guys are coming in real quiet. I have it cranked on my side. I can barely hear you.
Alright. Oh. Let me change up my stuff. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Is it better?
Much better.
Okay. Oh,
there's your beautiful voice.
Alright, thank you. Did you get all the stuff I was telling you about?
I heard salty, salts included. We're getting TLTs, but you still feel like the redheaded stepchild. Basically,
yeah,
was where we were last time.
Yeah. So, I really just kind of at this point just want something that's worthwhile. I know that kind of sounds bad, but really. All we've gotten, the last thing that was really good that we got was Kylo. And I'm kind of at this point where I'm just like, I'm making him work in my new list, but it's just one of those things that's just kind of disappointing, you know what I mean?
I get it. See, here's, I know, for me, now this is for me personally. Like, I don't consider myself a scum player, rebel player, imperial player. I'm a play whatever, but I could definitely see... There's nothing wrong, I think, with people who consider themselves like, I only play Empire. I think that's absolutely fine. But I can feel you for you a little bit, for sure. Because right now, what? Scum has their Atani Mind Link, right? That's being crazy right now and doing all the things. Rebels, you know, Rebel players like to complain, I feel, right? But they got bigs.
Yeah.
They're going to have the Azatuk cruiser gunship that's coming in. They got the Ghost, which is amazing. You know, Kanan Biggs for days, and four-ship Rebel lists that just burn people to the ground with stress. They got plenty of stuff to play. Here's the thing. As an Empire player, now, unfortunately, I don't know how to phrase that, right? Empire for a good minute had that X7 Defender that was just so good. It was the best.
I have to jump in here.
With Palpatine.
I have to jump in on the X7 thing.
Okay.
Okay. As someone who really hardly, well, I mean, I played it once at a regional.
Oh, okay.
And then I didn't even play it in Chicago. I don't know if you remember that or not, but.
Right.
I feel like that was overhyped because there was a lot of Imperials that didn't actually use X7. And I think it was still overhyped compared to, like, even at the end, when hardly ever was there an X7 really being brought up. I mean, look at the R regional in Chicago. Like, hardly any X7s were in the cut or anything. Like, Paratani was just running rampant everywhere. So, in a way, yeah, we did have a little bit of time where it was kind of good. But then in the end, I'm one of those Imperials. I'm super stoked that it got changed. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
Before anyone else jumps on the other bandwagon, I'm totally happy X7 got the nerf because it was a little overpowered. I'm still making today work. I won a store championship in Iowa with an X7 Vessery.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just
congratulations.
Thanks. But I think that part is just slightly overextended when people say that. Palp, I'm kind of on the fence on. Yeah, I'm kind of glad he was nerfed, and then the second time, I'm kind of not. But
you miss your Imperial daddy. It's okay. You can say it. You can.
Yeah,
say it.
I mean, I miss him. You know, I'm actually using him right now. In my list, I got top four at Peoria with it. But I'm still at the fence of trying to make it work all the way. But one thing I have to say, though, is if you fly Imperials good, you can still make them work. So, I mean, there is still hope for that. And I'm kind of just hoping for the new movie that's going to make something really good for the Imperials. But this one was just a little tad on the flustering end for me. But
for sure.
I think Empire, as long as you fly good, you're still going to be okay. But I think it's just we're so balanced now that it's just everyone else isn't balanced. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, I could totally feel you there. Yep. Like,
so,
there's
everyone,
nothing that's quite sticking out for Imperial.
Right. I mean, if certain things get nerfed, though, Kylo could possibly be a slippery slope to a quick problem.
Oh, for sure.
But that's just one of those things.
Well,
so
I will say this. This might may give you a little glee as an Imperial player. The only reason I didn't win the last store championship, what was that, 2 weeks ago, was because of Kylo.
Yeah.
It was Kylo.
Oh, yes.
I got blinded pilot twice in a row. I did all the things right. I did all the things right. And it was like, I got this, that single crit got through, and I was like, shit, okay, let's try. I disengaged, got the engagement I wanted again. I was like, okay, I'll be fine. I got all the tokens. I'm fine. Crit. Dang it.
Yep. That's the one thing nice about Kylo. I like the Decimator with him. My Decimator right now is like, what is it? It's adaptability, engine upgrade, Kylo, Emperor Palpatine, Dauntless, and then I put a seismic charge on it.
I like that.
Pretty brutal. It's fun to play. And then I play my quick draw right now. What are you actually playing tomorrow? Are you still going to the Wandering Dragon or whatever?
Yep. Yep. I'm going to the Wandering Dragon for sure. Cool. Yep.
I haven't quite decided if I'm going or not. All my guys are going, but
yeah, I'll
I'm
be
kind
there.
Of on the fence.
I'll be there. We're streaming. Right. Everybody's watching right now. We're streaming tomorrow, right here, same channel. We'll be streaming the game and the cut. Hopefully, I'm in the cut, so I won't be commentating on the cut. You know.
Yeah.
I have to think positively, there you go. Right?
Oh, yeah. No, you're a good enough player. You could be in there. Come on now.
Thank you.
Is it all right if I put a shout out for my store championship that I'm running?
Go for it, man. The air is yours.
Okay. So Bloomington Normal, we're in the smack dab in the middle of Central Illinois. Got a Facebook thing going, our group or event going. It's July 29th at Red Raccoon Games. We're pretty much going to have a crap ton of prizes. There's top 16 mats. So if you make the top 16 cut, you'll get a mat. It'll have top 16, top 8, top 4, runner-up, and champion. We're probably going to give away, each person is probably going to get a damage deck tray holder from our group, Docking Bay 309. And then we'll probably have some other little things like just some other random prizes and stuff.
What's the date on that, Johannes?
July 29th.
July 29th. Yeah, I have you guys on my calendar. The question is whether or not I'll be able to make it there with family stuff. So that's we're going to see. If everything goes according to plan, I should be there with all the equipment and stuff to stream. So we'll see what happens.
Well, I think we're going to try and stream too. So
okay.
We maybe can be able to do two streams going.
Oh,
you guys
what?
Want to stream too? We
Watch
can do
out.
Two streams. So you never know. But I don't want to take up the rest of your time. So I'll let you go. That way you can get some other people in the air.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
Yep, thanks.
No problem. Have a good night.
Yep.
Oh, I hit the button just a little early. Sorry, Johannes. Thank you, Johannes, for calling in. Great guy. I've seen him at the Chicago Regional quite a few times, Hoth and stuff. Good guy. He's running that Red Raccoon Store Championship. Thank you to all the TOs. I mean, you guys are awesome. Oh, here we go. We got a caller. Hello.
Hello, Dion.
Hey, Jason. How's it going?
Doing good, man.
All right. The floor is yours. What do you want to talk about?
So I'm kind of curious as to what your thoughts are now that we have all three articles for the new Wave 11 shipped out. Which one do you think is actually going to have the biggest effect on the meta?
Oh, great question. There is no denying that the Azatuk gunship has some problematic in the sense that I think it's on the wrong side of the power curve. I think there's some corner cases there. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to our episode that I released yesterday about it. But
I did.
Yeah. So, I mean, there. That reinforce action, you know, we debated a little bit on the last episode that it does have some issues, the same issues that the Slaver has, because it has that 180 firing arc and it has no K-turn. But if somebody can figure out some type of, if in an opening engagement, that Miranda list that I talked about on the podcast, if you take Lorik, Biggs, and a missile Miranda, and you go straight at the biggest thing that needs to be killed or maimed in that first opening round, and Biggs takes minimal damage, the longer that Biggs lives, you start just nickel and diming your opponent away. That could be problematic. So in just like a straight up, see, here's I think the Azatuk gunship, we'll figure out how to play around it, especially, you know, higher level competitive players. We're going to figure out how to play around it. We're going to attack from multiple angles and get it done. Where I can definitely see some negative play experience happening is on the casual circuit, which I think is important too, because I know plenty of guys who just like to joust, right? They're just like, oh, let's just take our spaceships and go straight at each other and, you know, let's roll dice and just have a good time. Reinforce is a pain in the ass. And Lorik's ability is a pain in the ass. And selflessness is a pain in the ass. And just taking the damage and spreading it around. I mean, you've heard us talk about it before. You know, focus fire is extremely important. And the Azatuk gunship says you may not focus fire. So I think that one is going to be the best of the three, with very close behind the Skurg Bomber. Now, I think the Skurg Bomber, while there's all these combos people are kind of looking at right now and we're kind of seeing out there, I think this is the one that has the biggest possibilities for creativity and for something really cool to come out of it. I have been looking at it only as long as everybody else here, so I haven't really come up with anything that I think is game breaking yet. There's a lot of fun things, better things to make bombs better. Miranda plus Captain Nim, you know, deck them out to 50 points each and just grind down your opponent. You'll go to time probably every turn, or sorry, every game. But I think that's kind of where I stand. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, that's a pretty good answer. I know when I got off of work and got home and looked on the Knoxville X-Wing group here, which you're good friends with several of us, they had a big thing about the H6, and just I think some of it may be a little bit of overreaction since we haven't actually, you know, since nobody's had their hands really on the ship yet.
Oh, yeah.
Just to see what it's really capable of. But yeah, the big talk is definitely the Azatuk and the H6 now that we have a good bit of info on the H6. But I don't know. Like, I don't necessarily see even the bomblet generator being a big problem. Mm-hmm. But it's... I can definitely see some of the Skurg pilots with genius with this bomblet generator causing some trouble.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I think we're gonna see that card come out of the binder, so everybody's gotta go take it, blow the dust off, and get ready to play it, right? I mean, I think it's kind of cool that when a ship comes out and you can actually pull a card out that you never used before. It'll be interesting.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I do a lot of scum. I'm practicing Cath Boba for store champs. I think it's the one from Worlds with the Dengar HLC expertise on Cath, and then the Forlom and all that mess on Boba. Yeah. And
we do. Did you see our recorded game of that?
I've watched some of it. Yeah, yeah. My first store championship season was last year. I just got into the game November 2015. My first store champ list was VI Boba with a recon spec, and then Bossk, Outlaw Tech, Mangler Cannon, K4, VI, and then just a naked Z there for an extra attack, and ended up finishing seventh with it. So I'm a big fan of the fire spray. So
there you go. And you know, maybe with some of these shenanigans you can throw in there with the Skurg, maybe put Cad Bane and get a bomb in there or something. It could be interesting.
Cad Bane with the Slave One extra munitions and cluster mines would be pretty nasty if you could get the mine map. Yeah, it's the mine mapper, the minefield mapper on it. I don't know. I think it's a system slot,
so I don't think you'd be able to.
Well, shoot, that killed my idea right there. Just them in with... that's okay. Like I said, I haven't had a chance to dig through everything yet. But yeah, I was thinking box them in with cluster mines right off the rip and just see where it goes from there. But, well, man, I'll tell all the Knoxville guys, including Ryan, that you said hi, and I'm going to let somebody else get on here, man.
No problem, no problem. Am I going to see you at Gen Con?
No. I'm working on getting the money up to hopefully make Adepticon next year.
Okay, man. Well, then I'll see you there.
All right. No problem, man. You have a good night.
You too. Oh, here is incoming call.
Call from
the Zach Matthews.
How's it going, the?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Did I actually get through?
Yeah, you got through. Congratulations.
Man, this is like my 400th try. Now I know how Ryan Farmer feels trying to win store championships.
Jesus. You're so mean.
I actually succeeded. Good farmer.
Oh. Yeah, well, I haven't won a sword championship either, so you're picking on me too, man. Come on.
I got it done in one.
Done in one and done.
So, yeah, yeah, you know, second year in a row, easy peasy.
You only
had to show up and win.
You only had to drive to another state in the middle of nowhere and snipe them.
Look, Wisconsin did not have their stuff together this year. I can't swear, right?
No, or yeah, no, this is a PG show.
Okay, good. You're welcome. Wisconsin did not have their act together this year, and that, like, everyone was like, I don't know when to hold it. So we've got three store championships in 8 days coming up in July.
That's poorly planned.
Yeah, so I was like, I really want to get a store championship in. I was hoping to get it before the C-Rock dropped.
Yeah.
And, like, I saw no C-Rock stuff because I was like, I don't know if there's anything that hurts what I'm running in there, but... Let's get it over before it happens.
For sure.
Like, I almost went to the one that you streamed, and I forgot I had to work that day.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, that was bad. It was a bad time in my life.
Oh, work. That thing that pays the bills.
Yeah, I was halfway to Chicago.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, I had to drop. Thank God I had a work uniform in my car.
No, guys, I was totally... I took the long way...
Yeah.
All right, man. So give us your concise. See, I can actually hear you as opposed to on the Cratecast. So it'll be nice to know your thoughts.
That idea made way more sense on paper, and it went bad. No, I'm actually kind of bummed about the Skurg. Like, I've been very excited about it, and now I look at it and I'm like, I feel like it can create a lot of games that, like, a lot of people don't want to play. Like, in the article, they were like, get ready for unlimited bombs. And I'm like,
that's not a good thing.
Yeah, who wanted that? No, like, I'm kind of neutral on bombs. Like, I've had my Karner Jax get bombed to death and been sad, and I've won some games with bombs, but, like, you know, they just always felt like an element of the game that was kind of doing the thing they were supposed to, probably a hair too well with the Advanced Slam Counternet K-Wing combo. But now it's like, oh, they're everywhere. Like, it feels like we could have kind of a belligerent Fat Han 2.0 situation where it's like you're trying to chase these things as they're dropping bombs every turn and TLTing you. And, you know, if it's the Rebel one, it's like you can take C-3PO on it and, you know, cut down your damage input, and you don't have half points to save you if you manage to get enough points through. So, like, I feel like it could create some really just unfun experiences for a lot of lists.
Yeah, I'm of that same opinion there, that it's gonna have... We all have played those games where that person has that, like, 52-point Miranda that just runs away for the last 45 minutes, and you go, there's nothing I can do.
Yeah, see, and, like,
but now you got two of them.
That always was, right? And the thing about the expensive Miranda was, like, okay, if you can somehow, you know, mitigate the bombs or mitigate her actions, like, either stop her from, you know, being able to slam either through... Because, like, I practiced against Miranda before Worlds, and I was running Asajj, Fenn, and Old Tarak.
Yeah, me too.
And
yep.
I found ways to make sure that Miranda couldn't bomb my ships through area denial. Like, I sort of was able to practice against it, and then you're like, okay, I've got auto thrusters, so now it's just a race to get damage in on you before it's meaningful. But now it's like, you know, the auto thruster ships hate bombs. And you can, you know, cover your own donut hole by dropping bombs with the bomblet generator. And it's like, you know, I don't know. I just look at it, and I was very excited for this ship. And now I'm like, and maybe I need to have some faith, you know. But, like, I'm not super thrilled for where this seems like it's pointing X-Wing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I thought people were knee-jerking with the Azatuk a little when they were freaking out, because... Anytime I see a ship that needs actions to do something, I'm like, oh, that's cute.
Right.
But I look at the Skurg, and I'm kind of sad.
Yeah, because even if you block it, you can still drop the bomblet generator. You can still get the rerolls. If you have a Miranda, a Sabine crew card on the board, you're still making it, doing that extra damage.
Oh, and it can create really nasty area denial with the, you know, alternatively, they can create really nasty area denial with the sensor slot. Like, oh, yeah, you can't come at me this way. Yeah, you know, good luck chasing me this way. And you can't come at me the way that would make sense for you. So it's like, I mean, I theoretically am all for adding to turn zero, but like, that's not what's happening here. It's sort of pushing the game very far into a card game, which, you know, and it increases the chances of you walk up at a tournament and you go, oh, my list can't handle this, I guess I've lost, and, you know, I'm going to spend my 75 minutes getting a sandwich or something, or just losing quickly because, yeah, like, there's nothing I can do here.
I wonder if they could have balanced, like, I like the design space of the mind mapper. Like, they're like you said, adding to turn zero. But if maybe they would have balanced it by saying, like, you remove a friendly asteroid or obstacle or something like that, just to trying to, like, at least give some type of extra space.
It's definitely possible I'm knee-jerking right now, but, like, my gut feeling is that it's not a good place for the game.
Cool. I mean, I get it. I can't argue with you, because there are things in there that are problematic, some negative play experience possibilities. And then, well, you know, as competitive players, we can kind of discuss that if the meta goes this way, right? Like, if we start seeing just this, like, Miranda Captain Nim combo list or something of that sort, it's our job as competitive players to figure out, all right, let's crack this nut. Let's figure out what kills X, Y, or Z. Do you have to join the club to win, or is there something else out there? And I think, you know, I think
that's why, like, right up till I saw this, I was kind of excited because, like, from my experience, one of the things that sort of hurts the Biggs bubble list is actually, like, TLT carriers that can range control well.
Yeah.
Because you can pick off whatever ship is on the edge of that bubble. Like Kane and Biggs is a really frustrating list to play against when I'm playing what we've affectionately dubbed Fairship Rebels.
Yes.
Because that one, that TLT does crazy damage to Biggs, but also it can, you know, chew apart a ship on the fringe pretty quickly too. So, like, I kind of pictured this world where we were having, like, TLT carriers against jousters, against, you know, sort of your mixed scum stuff, like, I'll call it the politically correct version, Old Fenneru, and not credit Duncan Howard and Travis Johnson for being geniuses. You know, with some Scum Alpha mixed in. And then because between Scum Alpha and these TLTs, we'd be seeing a lot of turrets, you might see some auto thruster aces start to creep back in. And that's what I was very excited for. And now I'm not sure what the game looks like, but I'm having trouble talking myself into something that I'm super happy with the Skurg around.
Somebody in the Twitch chat had a cool idea. What if they FAQ'd seismic torpedoes to destroy bomb tokens too?
Oh, that'd be nifty.
That'd be cool. That would give another use to seismic torpedo rather than collecting dust in your most people.
Seismic torpedoes won worlds, man.
Yeah, I know, but you know.
By the way, I gotta call you out for saying that no one's ever won anything with genius. Dude, genius was a core component to Kraytani. Or Paratani, as some people might know it. But it was Kraytani. Kraytz invented it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, every day.
Like, you always ran genius on your Manaru or Contracted Scout in that list.
Every day. And guidance chips. You can't forget about your guidance chips either.
Yeah, no, absolutely guidance chips. There's a core card to Krayt design. I had two guidance chips in my store champ list. Just saying.
And that's how you won.
Yeah, no, they were important. I flew over a rock and didn't take damage at one point. I was like, oh, I was guided by the chips. And I was like, please don't tell my new players that's how that works.
Right, no, for sure. For sure, man. Well, Zach, this is, and guys, for those of you who don't know, Zach Matthews, it's the, and then last name Zach Matthews. And it's Z A C K. Everybody else is Zach. This is common
also,
knowledge.
Also, there's only one T in Matthews. If you're going to put two T's in my name, the first one better be in V.
There you go. All right, Zach. We'll talk to you later, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Gio. We'll catch you later, brother.
Catch you.
Bye.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Love the. we have time for a few more calls here, guys. I'm going to be here for about 15 more minutes. Let's get a couple more people in. Some quick hits. Let me know what you think, what you thought on the Azatuk Cruiser. Have the Azatuk on the brain. The Skurg Bomber. And while I'm waiting for people, we'll just kind of keep going through the stuff we know. We've hit on a lot of stuff. We talked about Sexy Soul and his ability. We talked about Captain Nim's scum ability a little bit. Let's look at the second half of that. So we talked about the you may ignore friendly bombs. The second part is when a friendly ship is defending, if the attacker measures range through a bomb token, the defender may add one evade result. So you can actually use your bombs as a wall. Could be some interesting ideas there if you're running away and you have Captain Nim has cluster mines in him or something like that. You can drop the cluster mines just as kind of like a barrier, a shield kind of thing. That's kind of cool. The obstruction helping you by it's guaranteeing the evade. There's some cool possibilities there. Huh. I'm getting ideas. The wheels are turning. You can ignore. Whoops, I closed the window. Whatever. Let's keep looking at what we have here. Is there really anything else? We got using bombs, talon roll, definition. Don't get confused. The bomblet generator tokens, they look really similar to proton bombs, but they are not the same. Find anything here. Line is open. Who's next? Yeah, we'll see. We're gonna have to see what the Skurg Bomber does. I did mention in our post, according to my store, according to past times, they've received a date of August 1st. For delivering the ships of this wave, of Wave 11. I don't know if that's true or not, or maybe he misspoke when he talked to me. Most likely, I mean, what has happened in the past is there's a pre-release at Gen Con of a few of them, and then a couple weeks later, it's released publicly. Now, no matter when we get them, when we do get them, we're going to be giving away one of each of the ships to our patrons. Got to say thank you to you guys. You're the reasons why we're able to put on these shows. And for those of you who are wondering why maybe the picture's not as clear as it has been, at least in the last town hall meeting, I'm not using my fancy camera today because it's all packed up. Because tomorrow we are going to be streaming from the Wandering Dragon, and we got a store championship there. I'm going to be playing and hopefully make it into the cut, and whoever's not in the cut, if there's people willing while they're there, we're going to commentate for me. So looking forward to that. Thank you for everybody who called in today. You guys are awesome. Sorry to those of you who called in and couldn't get through and kept going to voicemail at the beginning because I forgot to click a button. My bad. I love doing these. It's really good to hear from members of the community. I know we didn't get as many calls as I would like to, and I can't stay on here for too long because I got to get to bed. But yeah, so I'm going to stay on the line for a couple more minutes here, and then we'll wrap it here at 11:30 Central Standard Time. And if we don't have any calls, how about this Twitch chat? Let's get dangerous here. No, not dangerous. Let's have some fun. Let's make it an AMA. Ask me anything. It's your opportunity to learn more about your Gold Squadron podcast host, Dion. Oh, here. Never mind. We got a call. Awesome.
Call from
Stephen Wooten.
How's it going, Stephen?
Hey. I'm glad I made it on. Just making it under the door, anyways, more or less, before it closes. I guess I'm pretty good. I just, at least for the limited amount of time we have here before the opportunity's gone, to ask a little bit about maybe just Sync Turret and R4B11 and that jazz. I mean, everyone is, will be, and until and past release be talking bombs and the Skurk to death, and for good reason. It's got a lot of good abilities with that. I mean, it's built for it, for Pete's sake, but it's still a pretty solid turret carrier, potentially. It can take TLT and Axie Corrector. It can take, again, Sync Turret and R4B11 for some of that classic Zucca-style action if you're an ARC to reroll all your dice, really. Use your focus and whatever, still reroll the green dice. And I don't know, maybe if we see a lot of other Havocs, there's a very small chance that maybe Ion Control's going to come back. I'm hoping, because the Tai Di Defender's my jam, but I'm not exactly, I'm not really that optimistic about that. So I don't know. What do you think? Do you think people are going to run any of these without bombs on them, just leaning that three dice primary and all those munition slots?
I could definitely see the turret getting utilized quite a bit, because it's at that point cost where you can really build it. It's real similar to the K-Wing, right? You can have your bombing Miranda, but you can also have your missile Miranda, or just your TLT carrier Miranda. I think we're going to see that kind of same flavors on the Skurk. I was kind of looking here. I wanted to look up the wording on R4B11. Where is my... Here it goes. R4B...
Until we get that Astromech preview, which I'm really hoping we do, probably when the box open. It's only one of the other options.
Yeah.
That and Android.
Rip it open, take a picture.
Come on. Yep.
There has to be somewhere. Somebody in the world has it. Just do it. Just take a picture.
Hold on. I mean, I don't have it in front of me, but I got the squad builder, so I can actually pop it up here. But it's when attacking, if you have a target lock in the defender, you may spend the target lock to choose any or all defense dice. The defender must reroll the chosen dice.
Yeah. So I like that idea. Now, I wonder if we'll see more of that. See, I understand the idea of using it with Sync Turret. I can see the... Right, attack target lock and using a target lock there. Now, what I think if you have the points, I think going up to TLT is just significantly better. I think you can get...
Unfortunately, yes.
You're right. TLT is just so much better.
It is the best turret.
So if you...
For 6 points, maybe 7 points.
Yeah, for sure. So I do like the idea, though, of using maybe something like... This might be too many points, but... let me look at the dial before I mean, you can still do it. If you wanted to go kind of crazy here, you can go, K4 security droid, K4 security droid, R4B11 TLT. And, you know, you just kind of two bank in casual, you maybe take the PS1 guy and you're making people just reroll their dice.
Yeah. Or homing missile at that point as well. R4B11 works on a lot of attacks.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Don't need to spend it. That was some, like, fringe scum alpha, but scum alpha nevertheless. But it's got a bright future, the Havoc, the Skurg, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a nice-looking ship, and that's, end of the day, that's part of it.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. All right, well, thank you very much. Did I answer your question? I want to make sure. Like, do you have anything else?
Yeah, you did. Definitely.
All right, cool, man. Well, you have a great night.
I'm good.
Thanks for calling in.
You as well. Hey, thanks for holding this.
Nope.
You're doing the hard work.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We're getting a little loopy here. It's late. I'd like to get some sleep before tomorrow's store championship at the Wandering Dragon. If you got some time tomorrow, I'd be really appreciate it. You jump on the stream. Watch for cheaters, okay? So, yeah, because that's what we do now on my stream. We're watching for cheaters, all right? You know who we're talking to, okay, people? Man. I don't know what it is about my stream that just draws in the worst of people. Don't cheat on stream, guys. Don't do it. Look, you want to see what I did? Like, I got so much anxiety about people cheating that I made, okay, I made, like, a list of things to do on the stream, and right there, you see, please don't cheat. Seriously, for the love of God, don't cheat. I hand this to all the people on the stream now. Because if you cheat on the Gold Squadron podcast stream, everyone's going to know. Everyone's going to know. I'm going to post it on YouTube anyway. And whatever happens, happens. That's our policy now. Is it doesn't matter how controversial the game, we will always post it. All right? Wish you luck. You're running quad jumpers? Quad jumpers? Are you coming down to the Wandering Dragon? Jack? I think that's Jack Coziel. Jackal? I think if I'm right. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Let's have a good time, guys. In Texas. Tug life. Ah, tug life. Love it. But I'm going to get to bed, guys. Thank you so much. And if you like what we do with the show, you know, we got the town hall meetings, and we got this one got little slow get going, mostly because of myself, my own mistake. But thanks for watching. If you like what we do in the show, really appreciate everybody who goes Patreon. My name is Dio Morales. Thank you for watching the town hall meeting on the Skurg Bomber, and we'll see what comes of it. Gold Squadron, out.